You're listening to the Chip Chipperson Podcast on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Don't talk about him, man.
Don't say anything evil
about Jimmy behind his back.
Where are you?
I'm in Queens.
You're in Queens. Okay. That's what part of Queens? That makes a big difference.
Astoria.
All right. Astoria. I was thinking Flushing would be, you know, Corona. No, I'm kidding.
No, it was terrible when it was cold and it first started. Like, I was in my bedroom for 33 days straight.
Oh, Jesus.
It was awful.
Really?
Yeah.
You had it.
No, there was no way to go.
Oh, I thought you had the corona.
No. I was afraid to go out. I mean, I went to the grocery store, but even when it was cold, there was nowhere to really go either, so.
Yeah, there's really nothing to do or nowhere to go, so fuck it, you know? I agree.
Oh. You're in Jersey, right?
No, I'm on Long Island. Or in Long Island. What do you say? I don't know. Yeah.
What do you do? Just run the shows through Compound Media? Just goes on the...
I do it from the studio in the basement that I had for like 5 years. Me and Dave Landau do the show down there. It's pretty good.
Does Dave come to you?
Dave stays here.
Hello!
Should have known. Shouldn't have started a real conversation with real people. Oh, no. Wait, it's Edgar.
Hello!
Edgar, what's up?
Oh my gosh, what's that?
Hello? Is my camera working?
Yes, you look fabulous.
Your camera's working, Edgar.
Good. I'm the host of the podcast, Cheap Has Cancer.
Oh, that's
Brent Fires.
You got me.
He'll be along shortly.
I was going to say, if Edgar's hosting the show, I couldn't log out quickly enough. All the viewers saying the same thing.
I'm a good look. It's like my joke. People tell me that I remind them of a potato.
Oh, I was wondering what the background was all about. It's a unique background to pick on.
Those are potatoes.
I know.
Bob Kelly has a problem with his pool.
I heard.
What's wrong with his pool? He's got rich people problems. What's wrong with his pool?
He jumped into it and all of the water went away.
I heard him saying, I heard him saying that. Dude, my filth is clogged, my pool's overflow. And I just want to tell him, well, maybe if you stepped out of it.
Bob's pool is broken.
Yeah.
I have a fun thing to play. Sue, you're very pretty.
Thank you.
What do you have to play?
Wait, who are all the people on your wall?
On my wall, that's all me. That's my TV show. I started a TV show in the corona. I've done 69 episodes from my bedroom.
Wait, you don't even know what you said.
Do I need to go slower?
Tell me, who's the laddie in the back?
That's me when I was little.
Your hat is stupid.
You don't like the cowboy hat?
No, I don't.
Born in the deep west of Boston.
Yes.
People think I look like either like David Letterman or Dustin Hoffman.
You don't want to hear that.
Yes.
You're a girl.
You don't. Dustin Hoffman was in Tootsie.
Yes, he was.
Hey, how did his Hoffman get so dusty?
I don't understand.
Of course you don't. Fucking prick. That's a great chip joke. He'd have appreciated it.
So, let me ask, who is in the box with her belly showing like a woman of lower stock?
That's me. Which one?
The jeans.
That's me.
Who's the laddie in the back who is dressed like a trollop?
That's me. I have the Red Sox champion pennant on as a shirt.
Oh, nice. See? Awesome.
You look.
I have the Bruins thing. I have the Bruins playoff thing now.
Get red finger out of my face.
Look See, at that. We're trying to touch me.
Looks like.
And I have another one down here with me with my. I'll take it off.
You look like.
And I have this one.
A Jezebel.
That's when I went through my Christina Aguilera stage.
Let me see.
That's Hold the on. One I went to the Christina Aguilera stage.
You're a woman of loose virtue.
Fucking finger. It's like this big in my face.
It's small or big? I can't tell. We're on the Zoom.
His dumb finger when he points with accusations.
Why is it so red?
I know. His tip of his finger is so red.
It's yeah. Rock. Red rock.
People tell me I look like a potato.
You said that, and hence the background. I bet you can see really well with all those eyes.
No, I've got glasses.
Is Bonnie like Edgar?
Who's the lady in the back with her hand on her hip?
That's me.
No, not that lady. Look like Megyn Kelly. Yeah. And John Wayne. And who's the lady? Who's that one right there? The trollop. The lady who looks like she's at the bottom of the barrel.
That's me. These are all different stages of my career, my life.
Why are you standing like a hussy?
I don't know. That's
who's the is that supposed to be like a Mae West pose down there at the bottom?
This is from a magazine.
What magazine? I read them.
This is from a magazine. This is when Jeff, what's his name? Jeff
Galooly?
Jeff Ross. He said that they took pictures of all the female comedians in this magazine, and then he said you opened to the end, and there was me going, "Fuck you, I'm Madonna."
Oh, that's a wait. You look like Joan Rivers.
Come on, out of all the people you have to tell me Joan Rivers are,
I thought Mae West, but that might be a little old of a reference.
No, it's very topical. You should do it on TikTok.
Yeah, all the kids are doing their TikToks.
Whose eyes are those right there?
Those are my eyes. Those are my eyes.
No, why are they looking sideways?
That's how
Hello, Bob.
Bob, does Bob like Edgar?
I don't believe there's a good rapport.
No. You will. Bob would be more disappointed that Edgar's here than Chip, and he's very disappointed that
when
it's even Chip.
Chip is here. Yeah, I was thinking. Yeah. My first thought was, I don't know if Bob likes this Edgar. But yeah, so that's my set.
Why? Are you showing your midriff?
Where? That's the Red Sox champion pendant.
Why are you showing your body for men to see?
Because that's what men like, don't they? Most men. I don't know about you, Potato Head, but that's what they usually like.
Is that nice?
Is that the World Series pendant?
Yeah.
No, those are potatoes. 1917.
The first one.
2000. I can't see the whole thing.
I've got a fact.
Oh, a fact.
From Boston of the Red Sox, Babe Ruth was a pitcher.
Yeah, he actually was a pitcher for the Red Sox before the trade that made the curse of the Bambino.
Yeah,
that's a good fact. That's a sniglet. We call that a sniglet.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's called the sniglet.
Is that a little fucked?
That's cured with penicillin.
It's a
spirochete. It's called a venereal disease.
I brush my teeth with coffee.
Oof. It's going to smell great.
What kind of hair does Edgar have?
I have hair that is filled with luster and bounce. It's a bit greasy now.
Under your sensible cap.
Yes, I like my cap. It keeps the sun off my face.
Yeah, you're
that's very called the Scally cap. That's very Boston. That's oh, called yeah. Scally cap.
Yeah, that's did a you, cap you fight in.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear the song? Going up to Boston.
Yeah, the Dropkick Murphys. They're playing live. We should tell people that. They're playing live from Fenway Friday at 6 p.m.
With Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, with Bruce Springsteen.
Let me say that the Murphys are playing.
What a plug.
Boston last Friday.
And then someone gets shot in the head.
That's a song.
Every movie from Boston.
Every movie from Boston.
Those are the Murphys.
Okay, we got it. They're mean.
Those are the Murphys.
Yes, Dropkick Murphys.
They sing a song. Well, Bob is delayed. Would you like to play the game I have? It's called Edgar's Game.
Oh, wow. That's a smart title.
You didn't stay up all night thinking up that one, there, Edgar.
Yes, I did.
Oh, that finger.
Oh, that finger. Why is it red like that?
Wow. I guess a finger turns red when you wash brown off of it, too.
Yes, you do. Unfortunately, yeah. We all share the same finger and mouth. At least my teeth are only dry and not being moistened with jism like another sinner that I know.
Yes, you're a very proper gentleman. I get it.
Okay, Sue, you keep score.
All right, I'll keep score.
Edgar's Game.
Each question is worth 17 points.
Oh, 17. I got to get my phone.
Okay.
Who are you calling?
No, I'm going to use the calculator.
Okay.
The calculator.
No.
The calculator.
I'm going to get the calculator.
I'm going to love that one.
Okay. How about this? Number one. What color are apples?
Apples. Wait a minute. That's a trick question.
I wish I had a tick, tock, so you could only have so much time.
Okay. Edgar, each question gets 1 hour.
Oh, my God. How long is this show?
That's a great game.
1 hour.
One question, 1 hour. I'm going to – I have to protest this question because apples can be both green or red.
You
and
get
yellow. I think there's yellow apples.
Yellow too.
Okay, so that's 17 divided by 3 is.
I'll do it on my calculator.
Difficult.
Yes, and often
sure
he gets
there's a decimal.
5666666667.
Oh, cheap would like that. Often he gets 2/3 of that, and you get 1/3 for saying yellow.
It doesn't even
all
make
right,
sense.
I did say yellow.
I thought Chip's games were fucking
so
bonkers.
Times 2/3.
All right.
Yes, and often he gets 2/3, and you get 1. So this is your question.
Okay, 1/3, 3/3, 3/3, that's what I get.
Is
okay.
The sun a hot place or cold?
I have an hour to think of this?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm going to go with hot. Hot.
Hot.
Give yourself 17.
Wow.
17 points.
I think I got a little ripped off on that first one.
Okay, Anthony, this is for you.
All right.
If you had 10 pictures of Greta Garbo and sold one at auction, how many picture frames would you need?
Oh, again, it's very vague, Chip. I have an hour. So
you said
talk.
The wrong name.
What?
I'm not cheap.
Yes, Edgar. Jesus. Wow, how did I fuck that up?
Cheap would be doing very bad jokes.
Yes, he would.
He would be saying, fucking Greta Garbo, how come she's not Greta's sister or something?
Yeah.
Hey man, I think that was a trick question. I think you got asked if there were 10 pictures and then one went away, how many picture frames would there be left?
How many would you need to put your Greta Garbo pictures in?
But now, did I sell the one with a frame on it? Because then I would still need 10. Or did I just frame the ones that I kept, which were 9 because I sold one?
Yes.
Option. I'm going to say 9 picture frames.
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We're tied.
Nice.
Okay.
I think I'm still 2/3 of 17.
Oh, you are. You're 1/3 ahead of you. Me because I had 1/3 and you have 2/3. You're 1/3.
Right. I'm 2/3. Right. 1/3.
My brother, Sue, this is for you. Okay. My brother Eugene was jailed for 7 years for committing racial crimes. True or false?
True. Absolutely 100% true.
Give yourself 17 points.
There was this galley cap that gave you away.
Yeah, those things just reek of racism.
Othony.
Yes. Yes.
The Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa.
Was painted by which painter? Is it Leonardo da Vinci or my friend Henry? Who was killed by a drunk driver or a laddie named Helen?
You know, I'm just going to use process of elimination on this one. And I don't think it was your friend that got killed. And I don't think it's a laddie named Helen. So I'm going to say Leonardo da Vinci.
If Norton dated her, it would be a laddie named Helen. Yes, you're right. Da Vinci is correct.
Yes. Yeah, that was a tough one. Thank you.
So Sue Costello. My brother Eugene once struck a man with a tire iron for not saluting a flag. True or false?
Absolutely 100% true.
No.
Oh, wow. I would have said yes, too.
Othony, you get to steal. True or false?
Well, I'm going to have to say false.
That is correct. My brother Eugene struck a man with a tire iron for using too much gas in the lawnmower.
Oh, okay.
I said yes. You said no. No?
No, but
for not saluting a flag.
Oh.
Which was not correct.
No, it was the guy that did not put enough gas in the lawnmower.
He didn't. He used too much gas for the lawnmower.
Oh, too much gas. How do you do that?
And my brother Eugene was sitting outside sipping a mint julep, and he didn't like the smell of gas on top of the mower, so he picked up a tire iron.
Oh, he overfilled it. It spilled. He was mowing. It smelled like gas. He picked up the tire iron. Bottom motherfucker.
He struck a man in the head with a tire iron like Robert Duvall in The Apostle. Yes.
Killed a man just for snoring.
The man collapsed into a heap.
Good, good. Shouldn't be wasting gas like that. How
all right, Anthony's winning. I think
that's the whole game. What's the score?
Oh, shit.
The score is 68 2/3 to 34.
Stop bothering me.
What happened?
Hold on. What the fuck are you doing? Oh, fucking ruining the show.
Uh-oh.
God damn it. I let you host it for a second and you fucking won't stop talking. Your jokes are fucking terrible. Get away from me. Oh, you told me I could be the host.
Oh, the host.
You promised and made me pay money to be the host of the show. Fucking piece of garbage. You're slowing everything down. God damn it. No one's laughing at your fucking jokes.
Gotta admit,
game is fucking terrible.
It is a bad game.
Fucking sock cucker. Mm-hmm. Damn it.
The truth too.
Get out of here. Hold on a second. Your fucking headphones are all fucked up. Hold on a minute. God damn it.
All right. I can't wait to see.
All right. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Fucked
oh,
up.
There he is. with hell's fire blazing behind him.
Damn it.
Hi, Chip.
Chippa.
Sorry about that. It was all fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. At least you get your shit in order. You got the flames of hell behind you.
Fuck yeah.
Nice hat. Your hair's all flowing.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate it. Appreciate. Peace to you. Hey, Sue, you're looking good.
Hi, Chip, but thank you. I missed you desperately.
Thanks, babe. Hey, I got to be honest. Them pictures behind you no. Fucking so hot, they make the fire behind me seem cold.
Hey, Chip, where are you?
The guy's a honey in the quarantine.
What's that, babe?
The guy's a honey in the quarantine, so I call it corny, and I let them have a little, you know.
Oh, yeah, a little eye candy. What were you going to say, babe? Call me a...
Oh, where are you, Chip? Minneapolis?
Fucking, it's getting heated there. You're not bullshuggering.
Look at you. Where are you? Target? You shopping?
No, I am with He Who Is Evil. I'm a warlock.
Of course you are. We all know that.
Edgar didn't play a stupid fucking game, did he?
He played it. It was called Edgar's Game, and it was stupid questions, and then you just got like 17 points. It wasn't nearly as creative as your games, Chip.
I fucking told them no one's going to think fucking Helen painted the Mona Lisa. Stupid asshole. You all know asshole. It
was Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought he was going to say.
Wait a minute. For a second, you had me, but he's an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him. Where the fuck is Bob, by the way?
He had a problem with his pool filter.
What do you mean a problem with his pool filter? I didn't know he had a fucking pool.
I didn't either. I've been there. I don't remember seeing a fucking pool.
Probably just a mud hole he fucking gets in. Fucking birds land on his back. A piece of trash.
I would love to see Bobby Kelly in a ball kini.
I would too. I'd like to see Bob right now fucking. I'd like to see Bob right now trying to get out of the water like fucking Jason Voorhees when he was 7. Be Bob struggling while all the camp counselors are fucking and sucking.
He really did have a trouble getting into that canoe.
He feels all right. We heard you. You're evil. Got it, Jason.
Very scary.
Hey, by the way, I was going to wait until fucking, here he is. Well, 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 it looks like somebody decided to fucking show up and miss the party.
Oh,
Bobby Kelly.
No facial hair on Mr. Kelly tonight.
I know.
Hi, Anthony, Sue, and hi, Chip.
Hey, what's up, babe?
Bobby, what's happening?
Big Beckham.
Sorry. Sorry about the,
You're right. What happened?
I got a pool for Max for his birthday.
Oh,
that's really chill.
Yeah, but the
was it the Casey hose. Anthony model? She drowned her daughter.
We got it.
Was it an underground pool, or was it the type that goes on the roof?
I didn't put it on a roof. I put it in the back of my truck. But it's above ground.
Chill.
Boston style.
Is it inflatable or does it have like this metal supports? How big is it?
Metal, fuck you.
Oh, fucking Christ.
What happened, Bob? What'd I do? Go ahead. Tell me what I did.
You just do.
You missed the beginning, though. How much fucking, you didn't miss much, believe me.
You can be counted as a lucky man for not being here for the earlier part of the show with Edgar.
Well, I feel like Edgar, Bobby would have went into a rage.
Yeah.
I hate Edgar.
Yeah, he hosted a game and nobody liked it.
That was terrible.
Thank God I missed it. I'm glad the hose from my filter flopped out of
shit, how many you got, yo? Hose from your filter. Fuck yeah!
Not those type of hoes.
Those are the jokes I was looking for.
Hell yeah. How many you got, cuz? Go on now. Face is all red.
Go on now.
Awesome.
What's up? Go ahead, Bob. Don't let my joke throw you. Believe me, there's going to be many more. Go ahead. You got a what?
I have my wife outside watching the filter because
that's chill.
If it pops off again, there's 4,500 gallons of water are going to go into my backyard.
4,500?
Wow. I got a big pool. I should have got a smaller pool.
Hold on, get the calculator.
So she's checking it out, making sure it's all good.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a 15 by 48 inch pool, and I should have got a
15 by 48 inch. What, are you just standing it?
It's a 15 round, dum-dum.
What's that? 15 feet?
48 inches. It's 4 feet deep.
Oh.
Yeah, but what's the 15?
Feet around.
Around. Around.
You said 15 inches.
I thought you meant 50. I'm like, who's going in there? Is little Mac just putting his foot in there going, this is great? Oh, now put your arm in the pool, son. Oh, this is lovely, Dad.
That's just walking around in a wet shoe.
15 feet by 48 inches. I apologize.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
It's 15 feet around, 48. And is it all like inflatable or does it have?
No, it's not. I didn't get the inflatable because it's, the birds land on it and fucking pop it with their beaks.
Yeah.
So
happened to me when I was a kid.
So, no.
What?
I had a fucking blow up pool and a fucking bird landed on it and popped it.
Oh.
With his beak.
Yeah, I was sitting in there with my uncle, and the water all drained out, and the water went, and they went, we're both just sitting there with our dingle showing.
I just on a damn piece of rubber.
Chip, you can't get a blow-up pool because you'll pop it with your hat on.
That's not nice language. Anthony even left. Don't leave because she's being vulgar.
Being vulgar.
But damn
that's
it.
That's because Anthony's shooting. He's shooting on a cannon. Mad. He's got to turn it back on every 15 minutes.
I hate that fucking thing. Your camera looks great there, Bob. Nice depth.
Thanks, brother. Thank you.
Yeah,
I like that. Looks good.
Get a GH5 so you don't have to do that. Or the new
How about
Sony.
A GH6? Keep going. Fuck yeah.
Listen, I got to clear something up. I need some advice. Here's what I fucking...
Valtrex.
I'm stuck with fucking Norton trying to run the show, and he's not a smart businessman. So, you know, I got the podcast. I went on to Patreon. I'm going to fucking put some stuff on, have some fun. But fucking stupid Norton's like, hey, great time to do it. Pandemic. Why not? Who doesn't have extra money? You know, because that's what everyone has during a pandemic. Disposable income. So anyway, he doesn't know what to do. So he contacts the patrons and he goes, look, I can't just give half the video to the people because they're upset and a lot of them actually don't have the money, and then fucking stupid pussy boy Norton gets all sad about it. So now what we're going to do is this. The fucking video is still going to be available for free on YouTube, the whole video, but it's going to be delayed a week. I think that's fair. This way people on Patreon get it a week early, and yet everybody, even if you can't afford it, you get to watch it on the fucking YouTubes.
You mean Jim came up with the idea that everybody does?
No, Jim didn't have that idea. Jim just said, okay, I'll show half the video because he doesn't want to do two podcasts a week. But what happened was people were like, what the fuck are you doing, sock cucker? And then he got a couple of emails from people who actually said, I love you, but I don't have the money. And fucking Sappy felt bad. So he's like, what can I do? He's in
you
a
family. You don't want to get in trouble like John Kaminsky or whatever his name is.
Who's that? Him? Who's that?
The guy from The Office. He did a little YouTube show called Some Good News. And he got millions and millions of followers. And everybody loved it because they were hurting during the pandemic. And then he sold it to CBS and he's not going to host it. And everybody thinks he sold out.
Oh, no, this was not. Norton ain't selling it to fucking nobody. This was just a half a video for free. And now he's giving the whole video away.
He's giving it to them for free. You care more. That's good.
Yeah, I didn't want people. I was like, fuck them. But Norton's like, look, there's people who just don't have the money. And I'm like, all right, whatever, Jim. Just do what you want, stupid. Just keep the gun out of your mouth. What's
why don't
that?
You tell him, why don't you just tell him to cancel Sirius and follow Chip?
Believe me, he's almost there. He's almost there. So what he did was, this is what I need your help with. Fucking Norton did this thing where he's like, maybe Chipper can do some extra work. So now I got to do a couple extra videos, and I put a couple extra videos up, and I'm going to be doing a couple series, like a science series and another one where I'm showing people card games. So I put these videos up, but I got a couple of quick promos that I want to show. Card games.
Can we see them?
All right. Now I never fucking shared a video like this. So I don't know if I'm going to do it right. Hold on 1 second. All right. Can you guys see this? Hold on 1 second.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You see it?
It's a little blurry, but.
Here we go. Can you hear it? Hold on a second.
Let's see anything.
Click share audio.
Oh, there we go. paying anything, or it's just music? Why
just
does
music
work that way?
Hey, 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 y'all. Welcome to another amazing episode of Why Does That Work That Way? Today, what I'm going to be talking about, something that everybody loves. Ice. And get it nice and cold. You just got to put it in the freezer and you just let it... God damn it!
Like the sea.
Let's see if our experiment worked. Why does that work that way?
Oh my fucking God.
I love it.
Bobby, that deserves an award.
I knew Mr. Wizard.
I wish that fire was real.
Yeah, but you have to see, that's not the whole one. That's just a little promo that Daddy put together of the video. That's the type of stuff that now I got to do because Sock Cucker Norton had to fuck up. So now that's the type of stuff that's going to be on page. I got another one, but I almost don't want to show it. It's a fucking, it's another series. It's a card game. It's one I invented.
Why don't you just do one series and stick with that so you can give all your attention to that?
Because they're going to be short videos. I mean, this with the 3-4 minutes a piece. I'll show you the promo for the other one. You tell me what you guys think. I never did this stuff before. I'm just a nutty guy from Schenectady. Hold on 1 second. Right. All right. Share the screen, Dada. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on 1 second. Hold on now. Can you see? Here we go. Hold on. Share the screen now. Hold on now, Daddy. Hold on. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, my God.
King of Hearts.
Now, in order to play this, you need a total of 8 people. King of Hearts! King of Hearts! King of Hearts! You have a bonus round.
There you go. So you get-
I love it all, Chip. I think it's fabulous.
It makes no sense! Wait a minute.
Just a promo.
It's just a standalone.
That's just a promo.
You need 8 people, was it?
Well, the way it works, see, I didn't want to show the whole video because it's on Patreon for people for a little fucking cake for Chipperson. But the fucking game is what you got to do. You got to put out the thing, and there's a whole bunch of people playing. Everybody's got to get the King of Hearts. It's fucking crazy.
So you just go, wait a minute, Chip.
I just
King
have a little, I have a business question.
Go ahead, babe.
So if you're doing a video
on
Patreon during a pandemic of a show that you need 8 people for.
Yeah, but it's for you and all your friends, right? So what you do is you got to get a big room and you get like 80 of your friends around. Everybody's got their own deck of cards.
But they got to be 6 feet apart.
And the video shows it. Like when you actually see the whole video, it's everybody does like fucking King of Hearts. So King of Hearts. King of Hearts.
The first person that actually gets a King of Hearts, is that
no,
the
winner? No.
That would make way too much sense.
It's when everybody else gets the King of Hearts at the same time. So what happens is sometimes
how long would that take?
I was going to say, how long is the game? Like 72 hours?
The shortest I've ever done it was in round 397. Round 397, everybody got the King of Hearts.
And then you still go into that's a miracle, by the way.
Then you go into the bonus round.
And I know it's a game and you want the Patreon people, but what's the bonus round like?
Then you got to get King of Hearts again, and then the person's the winner.
All right, Chip. You might have a problem selling that one. And the other one, I don't want to start a problem between you and Bobby, but the other one seems a little bit like Max's show.
What is his show?
The science show that he does.
Oh, I'm doing a couple. I got that. I got a cooking show. I'm doing a little bit of everything.
You just learned how to use Patreon, and now you're doing 17 shows?
Sounds great. I got another one where I'm doing, why does that work that way? And the other one we do is tape. So far, I got that one shot, too. We figure out why tape is sticky.
Do you have one where you disarm bombs, like live bombs?
No.
How about one where you hold a grenade in your mouth as long as you can?
Well, Norton has symbolically done that.
It's just a different kind of death coming out of it.
It sure is. It sure is. But he never stops before it explodes. That fucking piece of garbage.
Chip, Chipper, what about your cameos? You still doing those too?
Oh, yeah, babe. 500 a piece.
Wow.
500 for a fucking cameo?
No, 69. I was joking.
That is fucking funny.
Look at, right now he's Googling. What? Yeah, so I got the three shows I'm doing, little snippets. I got, because I'm a bit of a cardsman myself. So what I'm doing is I do the card games. I've invented a couple. I got the fucking cooking show. I'm showing people how to cook some stuff.
What have I done?
What's that?
What do you know how to cook besides tuna?
Franks and beans.
So you're ripping off. So that one you're ripping off Karen Feehan, who has been doing a cooking show from quarantine.
No, she probably got it from me.
All right,
I did this you mine about a month ago.
Pictures of you being in sexy clothes behind your back. I'm gonna really come at you, Chip.
I would do that. Why not show everybody the goodies?
So you're just looking at other people's creativity, and you're taking it and making your own fucking show out of it. That's what you're doing.
So no, I didn't see Karen's show, to be honest with you. No, you wouldn't believe it if I told you why I did this. You wouldn't believe it if I told you. Let's just say there might be a little fucking TV show that's doing a certain fucking comedy competition, and maybe they ask Norton to do it and make a little video, and Norton doesn't do competitions, but I do.
Oh. So
maybe I decided to put together a couple of videos. This is even before Patreon, and I shot the videos, and ba-ba-ba-beep-ba-doop, you understand what I'm saying, and maybe they've been put aside, and maybe they're going to air on the television.
Wow, all right.
So these videos,
not the ones you've seen. No, not the ones you've seen. The first ones I shot.
Not going to spurl it.
Can't spurl it.
Someone's going to air Chip videos on television.
Possibly. Who knows? Who am I to say? I'm just the boy.
Wow. But thank God you had the content already in the can, because now it might even be bigger now that they don't have content, Chip. You might just be overnight sensation.
Well, that was why I made the content, because this was brought up maybe a month and a half ago. And fucking Norton, but I don't do contests, because he's acting like he's got integrity, but he's just scared he's going to lose. So he fucking throws it at me and he goes, hey, why not? You want to do it, Chipper? I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to win.
Oh, my God. Fucking.
I can't wait to see how this all turns out.
There's another video I do where I make Legos. I'm just doing stuff around the house. I got a really cool fucking Lego video I made. People are going to go fucking crazy.
What do you mean? You have Legos?
Waffles?
Hold, Aunt, go ahead. Clear the tape. Hold on a second. Take two. Come here. Go ahead. Do it again.
Waffles?
Lego, my Egos.
I'm here to please for you, Chip.
Fuck yeah. I got Legos. This was a really fucking cool one.
Where did you get Legos?
Fucking, I bought them.
Wow, during a pandemic? That's not fucking essential. Toy store isn't an essential place. I guess
But certain, hold on. I don't know if you want to see the fucking.
I want to see some of your Lego.
It's only the beginning. It ain't done yet. Don't get your fucking cockle juicy. Don't get your fucking heavy cockle fucking juicy. Oh,
you a vulgar.
Very vulgar.
I'm going to beep that out so no one hears it.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. I didn't plan on doing this one. Let me find this little mug and see if I got it. Hold on now. I got it.
You
guys
eagerly awaiting.
Talk amongst yourselves. Daddy's going to find something while we're all talking. Bobby, your camera's really good.
Go on now.
Go on now.
You look like you're doing a pundit bit on CNN or something. Looks very good.
You know, your only camera looks good too. Both of you guys look good. So I like your wall. What's on you? Is that your hit list? Who is that on your wall?
No, that's all me.
Oh, that's all you?
TV show.
That's all you?
Yeah.
Wow.
No shit.
All right. I'll show you just the beginning of it. All right.
Please, Chip.
Hold on one second. Don't get your fucking underpants all crazy. I didn't plan on doing this.
Me neither.
You said you were ready.
Well, hold on.
We were having a conversation. Like you said, we were talking amongst each other. And then you said, okay. And we all stopped. And you're not ready.
Hold on a second. This is one
Should we go back into a conversation?
Go ahead.
I want to ask Bobby how long it's going to take.
All right, here we go. This is all right. This is not it. This is not even finished. This is a little. This is a 7.5 minute one. I'm going to show you the first minute.
Geez, just the minute, even a minute.
Not even first 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Hold on now. Dad is busy. Hold on now. Tell me if you could see it. Hold on now. Here it is.
Hold on now.
Can you see it?
Oh shit! Cool.
All right.
Oh, it's an animation.
Hold on. Here we go. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, Chip Chipper's Lego Adventure.
Hey, party people. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to put together. Hey, party people. I know so many people are bored. There's nothing to do. You don't know what you're going to do to occupy your time. So you look to Chipperson for answers.
There we go. That's all you get.
You can still hear it. Fucking ass. It's still playing.
I do have.
The only thing that would make this show better is if all of a sudden all the water from Bobby's pool came in and blew him out.
Oh, would that be great? Bobby drowns in his own pool.
The last thing he hears is the music tink, the tink, the tink.
I pray for that.
Quint shoots a barrel into him.
What were you going to say, Bob? You like the production value, right?
I don't know. How did you get a Lego backdrop?
That's busy. What I was going to ask him. It wasn't green screened. That was
I got it all.
Where did you get it?
I got it all.
I filmed in a vacant kindergarten class.
Yeah, hold on a second. That's Uncle P. I'm just chipping you guys. Oh, but yeah, that's the type of stuff I'm going to be uploading.
Is that Norton's AIDS quilt that you hung up in the back?
Yeah, it's been very busy. I've been shooting a lot of stuff. I don't want to just shoot one thing. Wait till you see the fucking cooking videos that go out.
That I can't wait to see.
How much do we have to pay to be on Patreon?
Well, the minimum is fucking $6.66.
Ooh, my bag of shells.
Bob caught himself asking a silly question because it's evil. It's fucking evil. That's why.
I'm glad he caught himself right in the middle of that and go, I'm not even going to bother with this fucking.
So, yeah, you get the Patreon a week early. You get the audio a fucking early. And then you get extra videos and stuff like that. There's higher levels, of course.
Nice.
But I'm putting up like some of the other videos for all levels and some of the other stuff behind. Whatevs. But that's what I've been doing.
Extra stuff.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes.
Keeping busy, entertaining the people, making
a fucking cake for the chipper. Nothing wrong with it.
Chip, I just had another idea for you and you can have it. You don't even have to pay me.
Hey, talk at me.
You can do instructional how to produce videos.
You know, babe. I
teach
thought
the
it.
People. Pass on your wealth of knowledge.
They're starting to create their own stuff. You could do instructional videos because you're so good at the production.
You know, babe, I thought of it, but I also thought the humor I bring is so important. I should do like a tutorial on humor.
Yeah, you could do that.
Why don't you do a master class?
The anatomy of a joke.
Bob, master classes, yeah.
Why
those
don't
are
you
huge.
Do a master class?
On what?
On how to be an ass.
That's not nice. I thought you were going to say something nice. Okay, I could give a master's class on being an ass. I'll say, all right, buy a pool that's bigger than your backyard and a cheap filter.
You make a good point.
Oh, I miss you guys in real life. I saw Mike Vicchione the other night on the street. He's the only comic I've seen since for like 3 months. I saw
who was he saving?
Things are bad for Mike, huh? Literally on the street.
He was sitting on his cube outside his house. So I was like, Mike! Yeah, I was so happy to see him.
Mike has a body like a guy who was a wrestler but became a male massage therapist.
No, he's doing yoga in his walk-in closet.
Is he really?
Yeah, he puts the heaters in the walk-in closet and then does
You mean Dan Soda's room?
I'm telling you that.
Oh, I forgot they're roommates. Oh, he does that. Oh, you do the hot yoga too, right,
babe?
Oh,
the hot yoga.
Yeah, Sometimes I go up, Mike, we go to the, in Queens, we go to the hot yoga, but we can't do it now. So he does it in his
Germs. Club. Oh, the heat and the flu. Oh.
Yeah. Do you ever see camel toes in there?
Mm-hmm, lots.
Yeah. I got thrown out one time for pointing at a lady's camel toe and going, ew.
I went on a date with a guy one time. The first date was to hot yoga. And he called he wore like spandex and he called it his costume.
Come on. All right. He was gay.
Did you see his pecker bulge?
He was gay.
Yes.
Did you like
it? You are gay. Why are you gay?
And he called it his costume. I have to go put on my costume?
No one says yoga? That. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of an asshole puts on a costume? How humiliating.
No, like Mike, when we go to yoga, he wears like regular guy pants, like shorts.
Yeah, it'd be stupid to put on a hat and like wear.
Fucking dude, you're not fucking. Bobby brother said something there. Go ahead, Bob. Man, what do you
he
got?
He certainly did.
I mean, be stupid to have like a bag of tricks.
Yep,
you throw on your head.
Absolutely.
Imagine doing that, putting on a wig or glasses. Yeah.
Dude. Yeah,
imagine doing that when you wanted to do hacky shit. You could just throw a wig on and do some weird shit.
Dude, it doesn't matter. Get away with it. No one cares. No one gives a fuck. They expect nothing. Hey, keeps the fucking rope off his neck. What's the difference?
It's not keeping the rope off your neck. It's taking it off right after you come. Because, what happened?
Look at Bobby's face.
No, you got real pretty hair.
Oh, thanks,
Thank
Chip.
Thank you very much.
I'm not a queerer.
Thank you.
Anthony, are you on the set of Cheers?
Yes. I like a good dark wood.
He is. If he was in Cheers, it would be when the FBI knows your name.
They really
Anthony
do
just
like.
He looks like he lives in a man cave 24 hours a day.
This is my office, which Missy took over as her kind of central control of her streaming and things that she
right.
puts online. So she put the lights and little cute little things so people can see, like when she streams that fucking Animal Crossing game.
So why does she stream it? Is she on Twitch?
Yeah, she's on Twitch. She streams it. People come in. They. You know, give her donations.
Oh, she makes money, right?
I don't know if it's money. Like, donations are shit for the game. I have no idea what she's doing in here.
This show should be on Twitch.
Be a cam girl.
That's what it makes you
do. She could be getting naked in here and being a fucking cam girl. Like, what's his name's girlfriend? Mason Reese's chick.
Did you say Sarah. She's a fucking sexy one.
I like Sarah, yeah.
Me too. I think me and her would look good together. Like, she's all pretty, and I'd be like, yo, what's up?
You're her type.
Bringing that Patreon money, Chip. You're going to bring in those kind of chicks.
Well, believe me, it's a slow start, Sue. But hey, your lips to God's ears, Costello. Kelly Gag.
Who became a cam girl that we know?
No, I said she probably became a cam girl, like Mason Reese's girlfriend. She comes in here to play games and Twitch. But, you know, you don't know what girls are doing.
Would you be mad at her if she was camming?
Nah. I don't give a shit what anybody does anymore.
You have to show your face when you do that?
As long as my pool is fucking 91 degrees, I got a cold bud, some tasty waves, and I'm fine.
You don't care. But Sue asked a valuable question. Babe, what do you want to know? Do you got to show your face?
You got to show your face on those cam things.
Nah, yeah, just your cuda, your feet.
I think it works a lot better if you show your face. You want a little of that. Eye contact with pornography.
I did some fucking girl. Fetish stuff.
I've fucked enough headless girls in real life. I don't want to.
I did fetish stuff.
You did, huh?
Yep. I was like this. I was like, yo, looks like someone's been a bad boy.
Oh, go now. No. I didn't know what that was.
Go
that was
now.
Man,
go now, go
lick
on now.
Daddy's toes.
What is that?
Someone got a B on their report card. Go now.
Foot.
Lick daddy's toes, dirty girl.
Hip smelly foot.
Wait a minute, Chipper. There's a new fetish. Did you see it?
I didn't make the eye.
Oh God.
What's the fetish?
Throw those out.
What about wolves?
What's that, babe?
There's a fetish with wolves.
Wolf. I had a pet wolf. His name was Wolfie. All kidding.
I remember that. This
they
is actually
some big article in the New York Times about the fetish with the wolves. And
what's the fetish, babe? Wolf. Everybody acts like a wolfman. What do they do with the wolves?
I didn't read the article.
They dance with them?
What the fuck?
Good
somebody
one.
Who's going to watch this will probably
Academy Award winning movie, Chipper.
Oh, they said something there. So, Bobby, listen. Talk to me. What can I do on Patreon? Let's talk business.
Well, you can be on Patreon and maybe Anthony and Lewis will trash you for trying to fucking do exactly what they do. Fucking assholes.
What's wrong with that?
I do subscription, but I don't have Patreon.
It's the same fucking thing.
It's the same thing. It's Patreon's a little different.
No, it's charging money for your dumb show. That's all I'm doing. Okay?
Yeah, I've got a business thing to get in. You guys, June 1st, they're going to start charging sales tax.
Instead I know
of
they
doing
are
it for free, like you know Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan where he does it
$100 million.
Hey, they offered me that deal. I told you what happened.
No, they didn't.
It was $200 million, but it was MySpace, and I forgot to call the guy back because I was out, and the place didn't have liverwurst, so I had to drive somewhere else because I was having a liverwurst party.
Yeah,
who, Tom, was it Tom?
Tom from MySpace.
It was the guy with the t-shirt, right? Yeah, sent me an email.
He was everyone's friend.
Yep.
Does anybody know where he is?
He's in Nigeria because I had to send banking information over there for the $200 million transfer, and it was a mistake.
Did you get that email that says, dear friend, my person is stuck in Nigeria?
Here's what
amazing
happens.
How bad his grammar was for being such a...
Dude, I noticed the same thing. Guy. And I'm like, if I'm doing a $200 million deal, where's all the money in my account? It was here yesterday. But he's like, no, that's to cover expenses. Trust me.
It's to show good faith.
But he kept calling me Mr. Chipper. I'm like, how does he not know my last name's Chipperson? But I'm like, fuck it. So I got to get the money back. So I'm writing him a regular letter.
You'll get it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Send it snail mail.
What's that?
Send it snail mail.
That's what I'm doing. I'm writing a letter because his email address don't work no more. He must have had a power outage.
Oh, yeah.
You got to write via airmail on the outside of the envelope. Like they wouldn't know it needs to go on a plane unless you wrote via airmail on the outside.
I know. I'm talking to my friend.
Oh, I was going to strap it to a trout.
I said to my friend, I said, what are they going to do? Put on the Queen Elizabeth? The one? You know, he's laughing. Yeah, you know, he gets it.
Whatevs. I got it.
Gets it.
Chip gets a good joke.
So, Bobby. Yes, what's up? Go ahead. You ask me.
Is Chip going to stay in Patreon when this is all over? I think this is a good realm for him to be in.
It sure is. Since nothing else pays anything, he might as well. Fucking Chipperson has bills. And he's like, fuck it. And it's what's the word? Re-energized creative.
Oh, nice.
Because the stuff could eventually be released, but it's going to live on Patreon for a while.
I'm digging this whole thing, though. I like the Zoom thing going on with some of the shows. Some of our guests Zoom in instead of having to be there, and it's kind of a pain in the ass. They come on, they're gone. It's not like, oh, let's stop and shake hands and take pictures. Get the fuck out of here. Just leave. I'm done with you.
And you get to see everybody that you haven't seen in a long time, right?
That's right. And then you could see people that did that. The other day I was watching a great 1986 Mets World Series. With all the players. They were Zooming on a platform. So, you know, Strawberry and fucking
Doc Gooden was passed out.
Doc Gooden. It was pretty cool watching them talk. So I'm pretty psyched about what's going on.
It's easier.
Innovation. We're going to have innovation.
Right?
Yep.
It's a lot easier to get guests, too.
Yeah.
Because they can just...
Hold on. I was going to say that.
What?
I was going to say that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I apologize.
Consider it said.
Yeah, it's said.
Man, it's easier to get guests.
Bobby, that you had some guests on.
We had like David Wells on. We had Sully from Godsmack.
David Wells, Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island.
That fucking Dawn Wells, you fucking turd.
I thought it was David Wells.
No, hold on.
Chip, good to have you here instead.
What do you want? I don't want to fucking deal with this.
Don't fucking
God damn it. We did it already. It wasn't funny. Let me speak to you.
I'm going to get in a rage.
I want.
I hope they're fighting over a gun.
To Bobby. Is fucking that asshole. Fucking, you're ruining everything. I just started. I got the show back on track and you're wrecking things.
He did, actually. It was terrible with Edgar.
You're not being funny, cheap.
Oh, please, please, please don't. Please.
You're not.
He's literally being begging. Funny. Like he's being held hostage.
Bobby's going to lose it.
I'm a potato.
Oh, fuck me. Fuck me.
Hold on.
Oh, fuck me.
Fuck.
Hold fuck on yeah. a second.
Isn't that terrible?
You, I'm a potato.
Oh, jeez. Look at his hair. You look like George Harrison after the diagnosis.
I'm.
You look like Liza Minnelli.
All right, looks like a guy that I went on a date with who had just woken up out of a coma one time.
Lots of
Nelson. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You look like a man whose filters need improvement.
A man whose filters need improvement?
So burned. He just burned you so bad.
You look like a man.
Get that fucking finger away from me.
I hate the big red fingertip in my face.
No. The little fucking.
It's so terrible.
Those are baby fingernails. I hate them.
Baby fingernail with his dumb Damien from the Omen face.
He really does. He looks like a queer lead singer of Green Day.
Oh, it's terrible.
You look like. Get someone
that, I hate that finger, man.
Breaking
oh, the finger's bad.
Regulations.
What?
You look.
Oh Jesus!
Like you someone.
Fucking, oh wait, I got it. Sorry.
Who? You look like someone whose camera is shoddy.
Yes, get a new camera.
I gotta get the Bob Kelly.
You
camera.
Have. Fucking millions.
I got 8 million cameras. No, I got 8 million cameras here. I just. I don't know.
You've been fucking doing this all quarantine.
But it's no, when I go outside to my other stations, I'm fine. This is
you're an alcoholic.
This.
Let her have a better camera, you cheap old man.
Oh, I agree.
Why don't you treat your kids?
Oh,
better.
Those kids, they don't understand what it was like.
Sue, your hair is very pretty, I would like to caress it.
You'd like to caress it?
Like hey, this, I would pet it. Like
I don't care because we're in quarantine.
Edgar.
If we were in person, I would let you.
Let me touch.
Give it the old Joe Biden sniff. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
Joe Biden is so old.
How old is he?
He has a pet dinosaur that he talks to in the yard.
It's like talking to a sloth.
You are.
Fucking, it shows you.
Oh, wow. He stole that from Chip. You are. Why the potatoes?
Because
Irish.
When I was a boy.
His chin looks like a potato.
It does. No, you look like someone breaking smoking regulations. Because it's a funny joke.
What the fuck am I doing?
I was a boy.
No, Bobby, just because it's a pandemic, you don't have to do all these that people ask you to do.
When I was a boy, my foster family told me, they nicknamed me Little Potato.
Oh.
And then they sent me back to the agency.
The adoption agency?
I was in a foster home for 3 days.
Why were you in a slower home?
Do I hear a cat? Does someone have a cat?
Oh, come here. Neo. Neo, come here, boy.
Is it your cat? Bobby, what do you got? He has like a bat?
He's a good boy. Come here, boy.
Do you have any pets, Sue?
No pets.
I have.
There he is.
I have. A silverfish.
Isn't he cute?
Oh, a silverfish is very easy to manage. Oh, that cat's cute.
I hope he gets hit.
Loves
by
being
cars.
Held. No! We don't let him out.
I hope he's chasing a mouse and you hear the screech of tires and a dull thud.
Right. Oh, cool. Like a cartoon. Great.
That's not very nice. People are going to not like that. People are very serious about their cats.
You look like a lady with white hair. Don't say anything to me, Edgar Winter.
Oh, shit. Edgar.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't even know, Bobby. Anthony's laughing. I don't know what Anthony's
Oh, my God.
I'm the guest host.
Why does Anthony have a pink blanket behind him? What is that?
It's Missy's. Everything in here is Missy's.
Okay, let me get this one, Bob. Hey, Anthony.
Yes.
Blanket looks like something a fruity boy would like.
Yes, I guess it does, but
only real men wear pink.
It was on the chair.
Change my name. That's vulgar.
Why does Edgar's neck look like the back of somebody's hamstring?
I changed my name.
To what?
Better.
What is that? Oh.
Where did Edgar come from? I never met Edgar before.
I was in a foster home.
For 3 days.
No, many.
You said
Are
three.
You Irish?
I was in for one.
I guess he's Irish.
Accent, he has a scallop cap, that and that's why the potatoes are
No,
behind.
I'm not. I was passed around. And the police would always come and take me out of the foster homes.
You sure that you weren't thrown once?
My brother Eugene.
Right, up. Eugene. He's a racist and he's very angry and hits people.
He would always
maybe Edgar.
You mean Anthony?
Maybe Edgar didn't get enough nutrients in all the potatoes because there's not a lot of vitamin.
I have a vitamin D deficiency.
Yes, that's what
vitamin
I'm
D. Vitamin
I was D. told that I also have very weak and brittle bones. I broke my wrist one time clopping the erasers.
You need some calcium there, Edgar.
I wanted the teacher.
That was the funniest thing you've said so far.
To think I was a good boy, so I clopped the erasers and I broke both of my wrists.
That's something I would do when I was a kid, too. So I'm going to give you that one, Edgar.
Ooh. Oh, is he okay? Happened there.
No, I have to end the podcast.
Oh.
Oh, that was fun.
I know.
It's almost over.
Where did Chip go, though? Well,
he's gone.
I never thought I'd say this. Can you bring Chip back, please?
No, I don't want no. I fucking told you they were going to hate you. God damn it. You just got to put your fucking stupid 2 cents in. Terrible. Your fucking teeth are dry. Makes everyone uncomfortable. God Chip, damn Max it.
Max is here, Chip.
Look at that hair on Max.
A second.
Cute, hey. Bobby.
Max, keep it.
Fucking
keep
it sock cucker. Oh, excuse my language.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second.
Son of a gun.
Hold on a second. I see the boy. All right, that's chill. That's chill. All
How
right.
How much does this podcast cost? This one on the Patreon.
$250,000. What's up, Max? How you doing? All right. Excuse me.
Well, say it to the mic.
What's up?
This guy is crazy.
I'm telling you, Max, I'm so crazy. Those are great red pajamas. When I was a boy, I had red pajamas, and I would always make fire truck noises and throw things through the window.
No.
I forgot, Chip. They were only red in the back.
No, we say we don't do that, Chippa.
Yes, son of a gun, we don't do that.
Yeah, Max, it's the funnest thing. What you do is you put on your red PJs when everybody's sleeping, and you run around and go, wow, wow, and you make fire truck noises, and you find something that appears heavy, and you go, that would look good through the window.
Can you imagine doing that?
Son of a gun.
Oh, Max, trust me, you're going to laugh and crack up. You just start screaming and you find a heavy block or something. And you go, that belongs in the front yard. Through the window.
Tell him the dog's name.
Chippy.
The dog name is Chip.
No, it's not.
That's right. Good boy. It's Chippy. That's a nice name, Max.
Chippy.
He's a hilarious dog.
What kind of dog?
Goodbye. Give me a kiss. Bye. Say goodbye.
I don't want to kiss you. Bye, Max.
What?
S-I-E.
In a little bit. We'll end him right now. I love you.
Bye, buddy. Peace, bye, Max.
Bobby, I never saw Max. He's adorable.
Yeah, he is pretty.
He's a good boy, and he's got good taste in names for his dogs. So.
You know what? Let me tell you something, Chip. If I wake up in the middle of the night and I hear a fire engine,
And something going through the window out to the pool.
Oh, would I love that? They got them big, big giant glass door. Imagine that, Bob waking up the sound of a bowling ball going through that. Oh, excuse me, I got reflux from drinking milk.
Oh, God damn, you are just disgusting.
Just gross.
It really is gross. Are you going to heat the pool up anyway? Or
no, I don't got a pool, dude.
Not you. Not talking to you.
So you got a pool?
I don't got a pool. I barely got a room.
I think I'm going to get
in the sun, right?
I have a solar cover that I use.
Oh, shit, a solo cover. That's cool. What band?
But, I don't like your pool's like sitting in a cup of tea, Anthony.
I ain't got a pool, dude.
I like that. I need a hot pool.
I like a refreshing pool.
Oh, I hate that shit. Yeah. Refreshing my ass. I want a hot fucking pool. Walk right in like it's a bathtub.
I want a pool.
Hate that. Yes, what's that, Chip? I'm sorry.
I want a pool. You know what kind of pool I want? A car what? Pool.
I was waiting for that. Or a fish pool.
Good
I was
one.
Waiting for that.
Damn.
Never disappoint.
Hey. As long as it's not a cesspool.
Look at that. He's doing the fucking.
That's no good.
Cesspool?
That was very good.
No, it's important.
He did the threes. He did the three comedy. We did three different ones. You said, you said cockpool. I said fishpool. And then he said cesspool. He came in with
poor
the
taste. Nah, it was in poor taste.
The rule of threes in comedy. How are you going to teach a class if you don't know that?
When you drink your comedy, you drink your.
I don't drink comedy. I live it. I breathe it.
When you drink water, it's like a salamander.
Nah, but you said drink comedy. I don't drink comedy.
What
are you having for breakfast? A little bit of drama?
Good one, Chip. He knows how to riff when something comes up.
Fuck yeah. Let's name other foods that could be things that you see on TV.
What?
Banana.
Foods?
No, bananas. But like he was saying, drink comedy, and I said, "What are you gonna eat? Eat some drama for supper."
Oh, I gotcha. What are you gonna do? Eat some science fiction.
That's great.
It fits the whole thing. I didn't want to use eats again, but there's only two things we really do.
About mystery science? Drink some mystery science.
Yeah,
you could drink some mystery science, Bobby. Those are all pictures of Sue on her wall. Look at the one where she's showing her midriff. Isn't that fucking hot?
Bobby will like that. That's the Red Sox World Series pendant.
Oh, that's great. I like the cowboy hat. What is that?
That's me when I was little.
Can you hold it to the camera, babe? We can't quite see. I don't want you to rip it. If you could do it without ripping it, I think I've seen this picture already.
Oh my god,
you look like Skippy from Family Ties.
You look like Lenny Marcus.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe that's you.
The prettiest cowboy I've ever seen.
I can't believe how hot you turned out.
Thank you. That was the name of my play for a little while, The Evolution of a Sexy Motherfucker.
Oh, there you go. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's crazy. You look like Stephen Colbert.
What?
Little cow person. Couldn't even call you a cowgirl.
I hate when Chip gets jazzy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking bugs me so much.
Well, I can't help it. No.
Is that what you hate the most about Chip?
No.
I don't like the serious interview, Chip.
So tell us where you learned that.
Well, I know how to ask a question.
I hate that one.
All right, I'll show you.
What are your dreams?
Hey, Bob, let me see. Like, we've had a few laughs, we've told a few lies, but let's get down to what we call the brass tacks. Now, you got a nice lighting setup. What inspires you?
Yeah, do it. Tell us.
The head is tilted. He's very serious.
I think you're right, Anthony. It wasn't that I hate the most.
Yeah.
No, but I want to know, like, Anthony, you do voices. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
What makes a voice resonate in your mind?
I hate his hand gestures.
Yeah.
His his methodical musician hand gestures.
But it's a real question. What happens is we do these interviews, and Anthony is known
for that spinning fucking finger again.
You spin a tail through voice.
Yes.
What?
So I want to know what makes you who you are.
I hate it.
It's so with the stupid finger now in the lens.
Do you do a nice? Why don't you bring us home with a voice, my friend?
Who?
I have
does an impersonation.
It's usually spur of the moment. It has to be.
My favorite is when you do this, Chip. Hey now, that's my favorite.
Hey now. That's jocularity, Lyle. See, this is different. This is, let's get to the brass tacks.
Right.
We're going to go deep. I hear you, man.
I'll do that on Patreon, my serious interview show. Maybe a 10 or 15 minute interview show. For instance, Sue, let me talk to you. Your hair is long. Now, is that a statement?
No, I haven't been able to get it cut since I've been locked in my house.
Okay, then the irony is so thick we could cut it with a knife. Bobby, you have no hair. Would you and Sue swap places in a reality-like situation?
Instead of getting to the brass tacks, can we get to the end?
Okay, that's fair. All right.
I like his idea about the reality. Instead of wife swap, it'll be hair swap.
I like that a lot, too. It has a ring to it, babe. You've made Daddy happy. You've passed your audition. But all right.
Jesus Christ.
Let's wrap this up.
I hope it's recording.
Yeah, me too, babe, because this is fucking great.
Or my camera shuts off again because I sure as fucking turned it back on.
Government, you last more than 15 minutes.
Walking out of the room. All right. Bobby knows all the tricks and knows that the camera shuts off automatically.
It's like your sex drive.
Bobby, my sex drive. Let me tell you something, my brother. My sex drive is like the Indy 500.
The what?
Indy 500.
I can't take it. Why is it like the Indy 500, Chip?
Sex drive.
Oh, the driving went right over your head.
Go around and around and around and around and around and around.
Sue, what are your plugs, babe? Don't be shy.
My TV show. I've already done 69 episodes every day, live at 5.
Wait. You don't even know what you said. How many? Wait.
69. Today was number 69. Ever since I got locked in, I've been doing my TV show live at 5 on Facebook and Instagram. My Facebook is Sue Costello, and my Instagram is I am Sue Costello. We get the hard numbers on my show.
Babe, you know I love you.
I love you.
Good to have you. Bobby Kelly, riddle me this. A plug. You've earned it.
Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. I do a show every night with Mike Calta, my podcast YKWD, Anthony Cumia. I did the Live from the Shed, and I do a tech talk show. I have a lot of content up there. It's Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Go join.
Chill.
It's that's what I'm doing right now. So
my new serious interview show is called Back Clapping.
And next week, I'm doing comedy live in Florida.
Oh, nice.
Vasani Comedy Theater in Port Charlotte,
Florida. But it's not the Versace house. You could not only kill him.
Yeah, they shot him.
Yeah, we got it. I got it.
Go ahead, Bob. I just wanted to lighten the mood.
Yeah, no, you. I hate jazzy fucking Chip.
I hate it. Don't be a hater.
I wish a trumpet would hit him right in the fucking head.
Hey, if it did, we would play ourselves out. Anthony, what do you got to plug?
Well, Chip, of course, compoundmedia.com. Go there and you'll see all the wonderful shows and everything. We're still running all the shows without interruption of this stupid pandemic. So easy as
thank you for being here. Yes. Now, Sue, you understand. We all understand how to close out the show. So let's close down Daddy's show. A 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chippy Kaye.
Father Muggers.
podcast.